Well, good morning to each and every one of you. My name is Bonita Cates. I'm here in New Jersey, and I pray you had an awesome, awesome Christmas, and this is the 26th of December, so we are so excited to have you on the call this morning. I'm excited to hear what the word is that's going to come forth, so we are going to open up this call in prayer. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us yesterday, Father. We thank you for the gift of love and the gift of being with friends and family. We thank you for safe traveling, Father. We just so appreciate everything that you did for us, that you even woke us up this morning. You sent your angels of mercy to keep us last night, Father, that we woke up and were able to listen to a word that you're going to present through your messenger, and we ask you to deliver an awesome word through this powerful person of God that you know that's going to touch our spirit. Father God, we just don't take anything lightly, that you've given us the gift of love and the gift of life, and we just so appreciate that. Father, we ask you to open up our hearts, our minds, and our spirit so that we can hear the word clearly. We just say to you, evil one, there is no place for you on this call. So if you'd like to have a seat in the telecommunication sanctuary, please do so that you can also be fed a powerful word from our Father. We ask that you cover the message and the messenger. We thank you for co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Artists International, the health and wellness company that you've exposed to many of us, Father. We thank you for every gift. We don't just take it lightly at all, Father. So we're going to ask you to keep this call covered in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host.
Thank you, thank you. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Loud and clear, Minister Robin.
Thank you so much, precious. God morning to each and every single one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you for greeting the people. And my name is Minister Robin, and I also want to greet you after a wonderful Christmas yesterday. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on this call. This is the Master's Call. And as Bonita was saying, it is about our Master. He truly is the great I am. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we are so excited that you were able to join us here on our call. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They listened. They were advised by a wonderful woman. They took the call, they made the call, and this is what we have. So we thank them for being obedient. We thank them for having a sensitive ear to what God was saying. And because of that, each and every single one of you are here with us. We stand on a scripture, and you can locate it in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." And that's the first thing I'm sure all of us do, even before we get on this call. We spend time with the Lord. We seek him first. And then we know that as our prayer comes before him, he is going to ensure all is well in our lives. And our mission statement is telling us and teaching us that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. We also have a website address for you. Feel free to go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Every single message has been archived from the beginning of our call, which was in 2010. You can listen to the messages, put them on your social media page, copy them, give them out on a CD. Or you can just sit right there at the website and find out more about us. We also have an email address for you. And if you would love to be a prayer intercessor and join our family, if you would love to bring a word forward. If God has put that on your heart, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PJ, or myself, we'll get back to you. If you just want us to pray for you, because that's the most important thing, and that's why this call was birthed, you can send all of that to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And that is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And then immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her awesome team of Platinum Presidents. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Many of us, as Minister Benita mentioned, we are Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors. So you can find out more about our awesome company, which was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and what we do and what our products will do for you on the morning motivational call. Well, I'm going to step to the side right now and tell you a little bit about this mighty man of God, and then I'll come back with additional announcements after he brings the word forward. Dr. Raphael N. Spiller, he is a mighty man of God. He is a visionary. He is revolutionizing the world. He is telling others about what God is doing in his life, what God can do in their life. He is empowering people so that they can be effective in every single area of their life. And when you watch him minister, you can see that he has a passion for God's word, and it's coupled with the love of God for God's people. He's also teaching us how to declare financial freedom. He's a health and wellness distributor with Artists. He is married to his beautiful wife, Dr. Teresa L. Spiller, and they have three wonderful children of God, Micaiah, Trinity, and Raphael III. So without any further ado, I am going to bring the man of God forward because I know he has a word that is coming directly from the throne room to us. So make sure you have your paper, you have your Bible, and a pen. Are you there, Dr. Spiller?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's jump right into the scriptures. We're going to look at two scriptures this morning that I feel are going to shift your season. So let's go and look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And then we're going to go to the book of the first number of Psalm, verse number 3. So let's read these. It says here in Ecclesiastes 1, I mean 3 and 1, it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Let's go to Psalms number 1, verse 3. It says this. I'm catching Psalm 3 as it's already talking about this blessed man. In verse 3 it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit," watch this, "in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." Father, use me to the fullest of your ability. Remove my limitations and wake up the anointing that lives on the inside of me. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Real briefly this morning, I'm going to talk to you from this subject. It's my time. It's my time. Now, this subject is prophetic in nature because it announces the coming of a time produced by a season. I think a great philosophical question to ask right now is this question: was I made for time, or was time made for me? Was I made for time? Or was time made for me? See, now what we must explore and what we must look at is this. Time has a purpose. And because time has a purpose, it is always passing. Anything that has a purpose, write this down, is progressively moving forward. Anything that has a purpose is aggressively moving forward. Why? Because in its forward motion, it is always bringing me into the place, bringing me into a season, bringing me into a specific time that was set up for me. Now, God lives outside of time. There are two Greek words that I want to give you this morning for time. Time, one Greek word is chronos, C-H-R-O-N-O-S, chronos. It's where we get our English word chronological. It deals with time. Watch this now. That can be measured. Measured time, minutes, hours, seconds, days, weeks, and years. Now, then there is another word for time. That word is kairos. That word is spelled K-A-I-R-O-S, kairos. Kairos is a little different from chronological time because kairos can be constituted as a special span of time, a season, if you will. It's very short in its duration. It does not last for a very long time. So then there is chronological time, and then there is a special moment in time. Well, you see, God lives in ethereal time, which means there's no beginning and there's no ending. Watch this. He lives in the eternal now. I want you to catch this because this is important. He lives in the eternal now. If you ever want to describe the time that God lives in, you will always describe that time as now. See, it's because if you took a picture of now, now would immediately become past by the time it's developed. Now is the only time that cannot be fully understood, and this is the place where God lives. Now, what God has done is he's created time, chronos, so that he can bring to us special seasons, kairos, with the things that he has predestined for us to have. Oh, I'm teaching good this morning. I hope you catch on what I'm saying. That God, because he lives in the eternal now, will create for me in time special kairos moments, special seasons in time, so that he can bring to me the things that he has predestined for me to have. Keep teaching, Dr. Spiller, I will. Now watch this. This is important. Was I made for time or was time made for me? So then now, philosophically, I can understand that it wasn't I was made for time. I now begin to understand that time was made for me because outside of time I was created, and outside of time God positioned some things for me to possess in time. This is why I can never be frustrated about time, because time is always managed. Oh, y'all got to catch that. I said time is always managed. Because time is always managed, I can always rest assured that time is not working against me. Time is working for me. Why can't you say time is working for me? I can say time is working for me because after the passage of time, I will eventually get to that which God has set up and established on my behalf. I want you to say to yourself right now, I'm moving in time. Come on. I'm moving in time. No, let's make a better statement. Time is moving for me. See, when you understand how time works, you will then begin to understand, watch this now, that it won't be long before I'm ushered into a special moment in time where God, the things he set up for me, I will begin to possess. Now, how do I know that my time is coming? See, there are signs and indicators that God has placed into the earth realm that lets you know when times are acting on your behalf. See, you can always tell when you're shifting into another season, because when you're shifting into another season, your enemies start to appear. Oh, I'm teaching. I want y'all to catch this. See, enemies are indicators of promise and potential. For anytime an enemy appears, it's God's way of letting me know that I'm closer to the palace. Come here, David. David tells us and shows us that you can be anointed but still in waiting. And I'm talking to about 10 people on this line that are anointed yet still waiting. David was anointed by Saul. He was anointed by Samuel, the prophet Samuel, to be the next king. The problem is that Saul is still in the palace. Now, David's in the pasture, Saul's in the palace, but because David is in the pasture, it does not mean that God has not set up a time for David to move from the pasture to the palace. Need you to understand this, that right when David's time to move from the pasture to the palace, Goliath showed up. So then you start to understand that your enemy is your door to your palace. See, you should never get frustrated by your enemy, getting your flesh by your enemy. You should never cuss your enemy. Oh, I'm talking to some people this morning. You need to start thanking your enemy. Because without an enemy, your enemy, watch this now, is your rite of passage into your new place. Let's see how much time I got before I have to let this thing go. See, I need everybody on here to understand that God, watch this now, when he's ready to elevate you, he will give you your footstool. See, your footstool is not for you to sit on. Your footstool is for you to stand on. God sends you enemies, watch this now, so that you can stand on their shoulders and see your promised land. I need everybody to catch that right now, because many of you are frustrated because your enemies are coming to life. You're letting your enemies get in your emotions. You're letting your enemies get in your flesh. You're letting your enemies control your mind. And because you're letting your enemies control your mind, you're missing that God is trying to usher you through time into a new season. See, new seasons are always, watch this now, coming for those whom God has ordained to walk in greatness. Because new seasons, watch this now, when they come, they are short periods of time. And in these short periods of time, you have to know how to respond. For you have the wrong response in the right season, you will miss a season and your life will become cyclic in nature. In other words, deja vu. You've seen this before. In other words, repeated cycles. You've seen this before. Is your inability to respond the right way, watch this now, when the right season appears. I want everybody to catch this, because God says, for everything, there is a season, watch this, and a time for every activity under heaven. And I'm getting ready to prophesy right now that before the beginning of 2014, God's trying to shift your mind. He's trying to shift the fabric of your being to get you to understand that everything that did not happen for you in 2013, do not panic, do not get frustrated. This is a good time to say to yourself that time was working for me. That in 20,